From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The number of people who lost loved ones or property or other financial assets in last month's attacks may well be in the tens of thousands, and their claims may total tens of billions of dollars. Despite initial talk of settling out of court and foregoing a slew of lawsuits, it now looks like many of these cases will land in court. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, attorneys who initially kept a low profile are now promising lawsuits against everyone from the Taliban to the owners of the World Trade Center.
Right after the September 11th attacks, a national group of trial lawyers did something very unlike them. They promised not to sue. Rather than race to sign up clients with what might be multi-million dollar claims, they called for a moratorium on civil lawsuits. Instead of their usual fighting words, the lawyers started talking about coming together and healing the American psyche. Larry Stewart is with the Association of Trial Lawyers of America.
These events were an attack on all of America, and this is a way this country can rebuild and heal in a very quick way and move on with the things that we need to move on with in this country.
The association is offering free help to families who would seek compensation from a special fund set up by Congress and waive their rights to sue. But a growing number of attorneys are saying not so fast. They're breaking ranks with the association and talking about massive claims against everyone from the airlines and their security companies to the owners of the World Trade Center, Osama bin Laden, and the Taliban government.
I think that definitely in this case we can find that there is more than one person responsible.
Blanca Rodriguez is a partner with Kreindler & Kreindler, the New York law firm that won a $9 million settlement from Pan Am for allowing the bomb on board that downed Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. Rodriguez says she's counseling clients not to rule out a similar lawsuit against those involved in last month's attacks.
There were breaches of security at our airports. You know, it is known in the aviation industry that American planes are at risk. It's happened before. And our security system was very lax.
The argument seems to be resonating with some families. This woman, who asked that her name not be used, lost her husband, who worked as a trader on the 101st floor of the World Trade Center. She has a 3-year-old son and a 5-month-old baby girl.
Where was our security on the plane? Like, put those metal doors on the cockpit so people can't hijack a plane or get to the pilot to make a plane go down. I mean, if you think about it, they destroyed New York City with box cutters. I mean, we were asleep. The United States was asleep. And somebody has to pay for this.
But the trial lawyers group insists that suing isn't the way. Congress has already limited airlines' liability, and other potential defendants, like the Port Authority and the owner of the World Trade Center, are lobbying hard for the same protection. The Special Victims Compensation Fund has no such limit, and it promises to pay families in just a few months, compared to the years that it could take to win a lawsuit. The Trial Lawyers Association says those looking for lawsuits are only doing so out of greed, in hopes of collecting huge fees for themselves. Richard Dieter is with the group of attorneys volunteering to help families who forego a lawsuit in favor of the fund.
I think many of the lawyers that are recommending lawsuits are looking for a big payday. And it's very frustrating to me that somebody seems to be taking advantage of a situation like this. It's very, very disturbing to me.
For their part, the attorneys talking about lawsuits insist they're only motivated by getting the best deal for their clients. New York lawyer Aaron Broder, who won $17.5 million from Pan Am after Lockerbie, has been running ads on the front page of the New York Times, warning families not to give up their right to sue. Broder says his concern is the victims, not the airlines.
Let them go bankrupt. The family shouldn't be concerned whether the airlines go bankrupt. The family should be only concerned with getting adequate compensation. The family shouldn't be required to give up their rights merely because that would keep the economy in good shape. But under the guise and the camouflage of patriotism and unity and all of that, I'm telling you that this is wrong.
Ultimately, the families will have to decide what's more wrong, letting airlines and other potential defendants off the hook, as Broder says, or letting attorneys profit from the tragedy of September 11th. Tovia Smith, NPR News.